Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
I think you have jgilbert@jjsgd.com, or it could just be jjsgd.com.
Okay, let's try that. JJSD, as in David, G?
No, GD. Good David. JJSGD. Oh.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Okay, give me that other one because I'm not pulling up an account with that email.
jgilbert@jjsgd.com.
Okay. Thank you again for that information. Okay. I'm not getting an account for that either. What exactly can I do for you today?
we got a statement on our bank record that you charged us.
Okay.
And we checked your website and said it was a continuing charge, and I have no idea what the charge is for.
Okay. Well, that charge, the card that charge came from, let me have the last eight digits on that, and I can pull up an account.
No, I'm not inclined to give you the digits off my credit card. I don't know who you are. I'm just going to stop payment on it unless you can explain to me why you charged us for something that we can't identify.
Okay. Well, let me just let you know that we are a call center that serves over 400 different companies. And once I locate the account, I'll be more than happy to explain the charges and let you know who is billing you and what we can do to stop it. I've tried with your telephone number.
Oh, you're charging for somebody else? Yeah. Yeah, you could try with the telephone number.
I've tried with the telephone number and it didn't pull anything
right up.
Let me just verify it, okay?
Let me
go back. Okay, so that number that I have is 773-484-6695. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you guys use another
it.
Number? No, sir, I didn't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What's the charge?
Let me check.
What's the amount of the charge?
$18.95, I think.
Yes, sir. That's one of the charges that is associated with the accounts that we have. So that's why I was asking for that, for no other reason.
Wait, what account? You said the account that we have.
Right. So I said we handle over 400 different companies, and for the accounts that we handle, it's charged. We charge $18.95, not your account, but we charge the accounts $18.95.
I see. When you do this service, you charge $18.95 in addition to whatever we're paying for whatever we got.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And why is it recurring?
But see, that's the thing. I don't know which company you dealt with, so I can't explain that information because I don't have any information.
What's recurring is your charge. Is your charge, the $18.95.
Again,
you're saying
service
that's on behalf of your client?
Yeah, again, we service over 400 different companies, and until I can pull up an account to let you know who's billing you or
Yeah, I get it.
You understand?
Okay. I get it. All right, let me check, and I'll call you back. Okay?
Sure, thank you so much for calling.
What's your name?
Shantae. I'll spell that for you.
And what?
C-H.
Great. Just a second.
Okay.
I need to get a pen. C-H-A-N-A-U-H. A-U-H.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All righty.
But it's pronounced Shantae?
Yes, sir. It's spelled Shanta, but it's pronounced Shantae.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Please feel free to call us back at any time. Uh-huh.
If I call back and don't get you, will someone have notes or information about?
No,
sir.
Should
I get a hold of you, I guess? Yeah.
Well, actually,
okay.
it's several of us here, several agents, but
right.
I won't have any notes because I can't pull up an account as of yet.
Okay, I get it. Right.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Fine. Thanks
okay.
very much. Right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.